Let us now move on from the aims of advertising to deal with some of the many desired results of advertising. Through advertising, the company tries to build a strong and positive corporate image. Advertisers also wish to build up a strong brand image, and often brand image and corporate image are hard to tell apart. Just like products, corporations also have images, and many have spent a lot of money trying to build them up. Executives feel that the right psychological images should be associated with their company. They want that the employees wish to work there and feel proud of their company, while feeling positively towards its product. In this way, companies gain word-of-mouth advertising from their staff. Plus, the customers will be happier if the staff are happier. There are many ways in which corporate image is developed. Here are some examples. A. A company may have a code or certain standards of dress for all employees. B. The layout of offices or retail outlets may all be constructed in the same manner to fit with the image. C. When building premises, the company may use very impressive architectural styles to show the public their strength or capabilities. For example, the world-famous Chrysler Building in New York. D. Many retail store chains seek to build up store personality so that the consumer can see a fit between their own personality and that of the company. E. Corporate image is also established when a company highlights some of its positive features. For example, they provide a great amount of employment or are greatly concerned with protection of the environment. The following advertisement by IBM is a good example of how a company creates a positive corporate image.
One of the great miscalculations in IBM history. In the early 1950s, we took a hard look at the future for business computer systems. Our best estimate at the time was a potential of 50 new customers. But in a relatively short time, we'd built and installed 75 systems. And by the time the dust had settled, we'd sold 1,500 of them. It's hard to believe that a forecast could have been so wide of the mark. But then, as now, this industry continues to surprise nearly everyone. Who would have dreamed back in the 50s that in less than 30 years, this would be an industry that has installed more than 500,000 computer systems in the U.S. alone? Who could have guessed that a business started by a few dozen scientists, inventors, and engineers would become a multi-billion-dollar industry, employing more than 750,000 people here in the United States? For the past 30 years, computer technology has been exploding, and even today, demand continues to exceed the most optimistic forecasts. There is one forecast, however, we feel confident in making. As long as we can keep driving the cost of using a computer down, this looks like an industry with nowhere to go but up.
The ad appeared in magazines throughout the English-speaking world and is very effective for a number of reasons. Firstly, it highlights all the strengths of the company in its levels of production and sales. Secondly, it highlights the fact that in the U.S. alone, IBM has provided 750,000 jobs. Thirdly, it concludes by saying that IBM are aiming to reduce the price of computers.